This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Most parents whose kids do school remotely right now say they're worried about their kids falling behind academically. According to a recent study from Pew Research, low-income parents are worried more than wealthier parents. Parents whose kids are at school full-time are more satisfied with the education. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, there are significant racial disparities in who's learning in person versus online.
Jonathan White knows his 10- and 13-year-old kids learn better in a classroom. But when he and his wife had to choose whether to send them back to school in person or keep them entirely remote this fall, they chose remote.
We're a Black family, and we know that Blacks over-index as far as COVID infections, so we just thought it best and safest to keep them home.
His son also has asthma, and he feels like his kids' public schools in Somerset, New Jersey, do not have the resources to make in-person classes safe. Plus, he says,
we don't trust that our neighbors, sadly, particularly our white neighbors, are going to take the precautions necessary to make sure that our kids are safe.
More than 70% of Black students are learning entirely remotely right now, compared to about 40% of white students, according to the most recent Marketplace Edison research poll. Jasmine Gripper of the Alliance for Quality Education in New York says one of the issues that may be driving that disparity is trust.
When communities have been systemically disinvested in and neglected at a time where there's a global crisis and a pandemic, it's really hard for parents to say, I'm going to trust this institution now to keep my child safe.
Gripper says she's worried about what this pattern will mean for the achievement gap, given that white parents are more likely to feel safe sending their kids to school in person. Erica Friedrichs is white and lives in Billings, Montana, with her husband and two kids. And she says,
right now, I feel like the school is the safest place for them to be because they're being so cautious.
She also felt like her kids were really falling behind after learning remotely last spring. Her 6-year-old daughter, socially, and her 9-year-old son, academically. And
even though they're very motivated about learning, I felt like they'd just slip further if we had to do it all from home.
Jonathan White is worried about the same thing.
I think it's much more difficult for kids to learn remotely. So I think it's inherent that they will be slightly affected and possibly behind by the time they get back into the building.
But he's less worried about that than he is about COVID. So he says he and his wife are just taking it upon themselves to be more involved with their kids' schoolwork to make sure they don't fall too far behind. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.